And now we're joined by former NFL star and all-around renaissance man, Dahani Jones, joins us here on the Spano on Black Attack. Dahani, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. It's really great to have you back up with us.
No, Bob, what's going on?
Not too much. I know you got a whole lot going on. You're like the cruise director on the Love Boat, as it were, with Royal Caribbean. Talk to us a little bit about it.
Oh, man. I feel like I've come upon so many different nicknames being on board Royal Caribbean Quantum of the Seas. But look, what I am doing is I am hanging out, and I have helped in being able to collaborate with so many different amazing people from Royal Caribbean and be the Quantum Experience Advisor. And I specialize in sport and fitness. So everything that you do on the sport and fitness and your experience, top to bottom, as soon as you step on board my ship, I've had a hand in your experience. And, you know, Royal Caribbean and Quantum of the Seas especially is the first smart ship. So, you know, all the technology that we're able to bake into the ship actually adds to the overall experience. And as soon as you step on board, I mean, increased Wi-Fi service. I mean, that's one of the main things a lot of people have been talking about that's so amazing about Quantum of the Seas is how you can be so closely connected. And so as we're taking off here from New York City, there's going to be some cool stuff that go up, you know. There's some surprises that are along the way that I don't want to necessarily talk about. But, you know, once you get on board the ship, and, you know, everybody that I've had a fantastic opportunity talking to today, I've invited them aboard, and all they have to do is tweet at me, at Dahani Jones. And, you know, I'm going to hook them up eventually. But, you know, you have to say something really important. Say something about one of the best experiences that you had on Royal Caribbean. I mean, some people haven't gone on Quantum of the Seas because it's the inaugural, but when you do, I want to hear about it. But if you've been on any of the rest of the Royal Caribbean ships, I want to hear about that as well.
Did they give the Royal Caribbean give you a cool sailor suit?
Oh, you know, I'm rocking it right now. I'm just, you know, I got my entire workout gear. You know, I don't necessarily need a sailor suit because I can't, you know, get into my lunges. I can't get into my, you know, I can't get into my dumbbell raises if I'm wearing my sailor suit. You know, so I'm wearing my fitness gear, you know, because I'm fit.
Okay, all right. We can certainly get that. You know, it's interesting, though, because, you know, we're having fun, and obviously you're having fun with it. But vacationing has changed to a certain degree in that the traditional vacation was go on vacation, drink heavily, put on 15 pounds, and then go back and regret that you didn't go to the gym for a week or two. That's all kind of changed whether or not you're on the seas or whether or not you're landlocked. People go, they try to maintain their routine. Yeah, they have fun. They may pack on 2 pounds or 3 pounds. But they try to stay active, and I think even on a cruise ship where it's renowned for packing on the pounds, this is a transition that's been made that's appealing to a different demographic than my mom and dad.
Well, I think the one thing, and we're about to do, I think it's the muster call right now, but one of the things that goes on Quantum of the Seas is the fact that because we're so hypersensitive to the fitness experience of what people how people go through that on board the ship. I mean, we want to make sure that you have a full-on amazing time, you know, and being able to work out and being at the same time, being able to hang out with your friends and be able to merge those two worlds together, because I think that's the most important thing. And then also think about the food that we have on board. There's a lot of different choices, and we have 18 distinctive restaurants that are from different chefs all the way around the world, and you're gonna hear the captain speaking a little bit. I mean, they're telling us about, you know, getting to our muster stations, but I'm here talking to you about the amazing experience that are on Quantum of the Seas.
Oh, do you have another minute or so?
Yeah, of course I have a minute. I got tons of minutes. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. No. Just making sure, because you have your obligations. We completely understand. We have about 90 seconds left with you. Just a quick thing. We were talking to Apollo Ono the other day, and he seems to have made a pretty good transition into additional athletic adjustment. You seem to have gone a little bit in the other direction. Joe referred to you as a renaissance man. Are you enjoying the new role of, yeah, you're still being active and everything else, but you're allowed to explore your interest in life and travel the world and do what you do as Dahani Jones, post-professional athlete?
Yeah, I mean, how everything started off is how it's still continuing to be right now. I mean, being able to, as a young person, travel the world, then make my transition and foray into the world of college football and the NFL, and then at the same time being able to work with NFL networks and going to work for ESPN2, then at the same time going to work for the Travel Channel and now being able to work for Royal Caribbean, I mean, I think there's been a natural transition with what I'm doing now with Royal Caribbean and also doing stuff with DirecTV around Fantasy Zone, around stuff with Spike TV, with Playbook 360 and Nissan GT Academy, and also being able to do some stuff with CNN and be a champion. So I've been able to sort of comb the world and being able to kind of see it from a different eyes. But the point is, the reason why I do it and the reason why I spend so much time is because I believe there's a lot of people out in this world that they want to be able to see it, and they can't necessarily experience it for themselves. So I have to allow them to live vicariously through me. So I can be forever curious. I can be forever curious and ask the most amount of questions because I know there's more questions to be asked. And I think that's what's so great about it. And that was something that I was taught at a very young age.
Dahani, thanks so much for a few minutes. We want to keep you on schedule. We'd love to have you back sooner as opposed to later when you have some time. Explore this some more, some of your other stuff, and actually get on the NFL gridiron and talk to you a little bit about that. But we'll try and do that down the line if we possibly can.
All right, Joe and Bob, I really appreciate that. And, you know, you let me know when you want to come on board because I got a stateroom ready for you.
That's what I like to hear, Dahani. You'll be stuck with us, and we'll be doing it sooner.
We'll never leave the boat.
You be well now. That was Dahani Jones joining us here on Spano and Black.